Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The left fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jose Mesa. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting 9th. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ben McDonald. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive beyond second. Hewlett can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Howard. The throw from Tackett and he is safe. Howard steals second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. Howard moves to third. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Devereaux. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Berga applying the tag. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Allen Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Tackett and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gomez takes first base on ball four. Orsilak moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hewlett strikes out. Alomar drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hewlett out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lewis hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the mound. McDonald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mesa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Devereaux is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Anderson. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Anderson scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Glenn Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Davis reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Orsilak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orsilak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McDonald scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glennallen Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gomez hits a pop-up towards short. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tackett is 0-for-1 in the game. Tackett strikes out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orsilac. Whiten reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome strikes out. There goes Whiten. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Whiten scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Devereaux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlos Berger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux. Berga reaches second base with a double. There goes Howard trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a line drive beyond second. Hewlett can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Berger scores. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Glennallen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hill hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Sorrento moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sorrento scores. Whiten moves to third. Thome moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Storm Davis now pitching. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orsalak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orsalak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milligan moves to second. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Milligan moves to third. Orsalak moves to second. Ted Power now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hewlett hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Milligan scores. Orsalak moves to third. Gomez moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Orioles, 3. Jeff Tackett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tackett is 0-for-2 in the game. Tackett hits a line drive for a single. Orsalak scores. Gomez moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a fly ball towards center. Lofton catches it. Gomez is tagging up and attempting to score. Here's the throw, and he's out. The throw to third to get Hewlett, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-3 in the game. Lofton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Devereaux. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Berga applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sorrento is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Milligan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Milligan hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Orsulac is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Orsulac hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. David Sehgi now playing first base. Greg Olson now pitching. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Whiten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Whiten hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orsulac. Whiten reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thome strikes out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whiten moves to third. Carlos Martinez pinch hits for Mark Lewis. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whiten tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 4, Orioles, 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Tackett and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-4 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Felix Firmin now playing shortstop. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chito Martinez pinch hits for Jeff Tackett. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez strikes out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a pop-up into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Parent now catching. Alan Mills now pitching. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops it up and throws to first, with Mills covering, for the out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sorrento strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Olin now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken strikes out. 2 outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Whiten is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Whiten hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Seghi hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Orsolak is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Orsolak bunts towards the mound. Olin fields it and throws to first for the out. Seghi moves to second. 1 out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Gomez hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground for a single. Seghi moves to third. Mark Parent is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Parent strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Firmin strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Alomar is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lofton is 0 for 5 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Tomy, and into shallow left field. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks, Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ripken is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson moves to third. Two outs. Kevin Wickender now pitching. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Seghi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seghi strikes out. Alomar drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Seghi out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Howard is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Howard hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Howard reaches second base with a double. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berga is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to third. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sorrento is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Howard scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Whiten is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whiten for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby now playing third base. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Orsalak is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Orsalak strikes out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Gomez strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.